Adventure 19 Further Exploration of Frogtown. Well, Zoltan was at the bar drinking when his boots went off. Luckily Sidan Wong had moved to another table earlier and escaped the explosion. Everyone else had a couple of burns on their feet and everyone involved got weird looks from the rest of the bar. Later that day Zoltan went and matched his rabbit hat with rabbit shoes though, so it's no big worry. Milo, all this discussing is worthwhile, but Banrak may not have much time. We really need to decide quickly on a single, coherent plan for taking out the Temple Gang, and have someone who calls the shots on the fly, when things start going wrong, as they always do. Sid's the genius here, why don't we let him lead this mission? Orendel, I agree with Milo. The situation demands immediate action, and I defer to Sid's planning skills. We don't have any of our stuff back yet, unfortunately. The Zoltan blowing buildings up comment was somewhat assuming that we will find our stuff somewhere along the way. Your boots exploded, for some mysterious reason Zoltan was unable to decipher. He suspects magic was afoot so to speak but is unable to prove anything. Banrak went out to scout for information at the same time as Jelly, Alejandra, and Milo. Alejandra and Milo scouted the base out physically and Milo actually got into a fight with some frogmen. Jelly and Banrak went to other establishments in the area and tried to gather some information from the natives. Jelly managed to meet up with a waitress slave who gave him a ring that she claims will unlock some of the doors in the temple. Banrak never came back. Jelly and Wong tracked Banrak to a bordello. Thinking that she may have been pressed into service, they both went upstairs and took in various peep shows. Wong even spent a little time with the special lady, before leaving a little happier and several hundred credits shorter. Ao went off on his own later on, after we told the drow to stay together in pairs, in order to buy rabbit hat. He was never seen again. North of Frogtown is what amounts to a military base of about double the size of Frogtown. The amount of soldiers is uncertain, but if even half of the buildings are living quarters the temple has a sizable force. The walls around the entire complex are studded with turreted autocannons. There are a few of the size of the ones that took out our vans, but most are smaller. Still, they are probably extremely deadly. While we discussed the wild magic a little more, we currently have no solution. Somewhat hard to get remove curse cast on you when the spell goes wild when cast in your presence. Alejandra suggested we try splitting up at a later date to try and see if only one person was exuding wild magic and to determine what its maximum range is. While this would be a great help, Sid doubts we will get a chance to devote the time this would take, not to mention the amount of space it would need, anytime soon. Sid, Orendel, Milo, and Alejandra have retrieved Ameo from his hiding spot within the garden. He has loaned one of his assault blasters to Orendel but refuses to let anyone use his backup, he has three total. Milo tried to get him to give it to you, since three maniacs with assault blasters is better than two, but he was adamant on keeping it, he said he would rather shoot Milo than give it to you. If you have questions, feel free to ask. Like I said, the summary was just that, pretty short and lacking of a lot of details. In fact, I didn't even mention Wong in the whorehouse with the prostitute. Quite a funny scene. Sid and Orendel went into the barracks area to meet up with guard captain with whom we had made the deal to get our weapons back for fighting the menace or whoever he was, I wasn't present that night. He claimed that he didn't remember us, and a sense motive check indicated that he was telling the truth. Because of this, Orendel believes that the frog priests may have the soldiers under some sort of enchantment. More dialogue in the tavern. Milo says, maybe their mind control enchantment is the gift they received from Saint Stephen. Sid replied, we can only hope. Much better for them to be mind controlled than for them to have abilities we know nothing about. I think it's obvious the temple plans to keep us here and disappear us one by one. If we sit here and wait for them, I doubt any of us will be alive or free within the week. Obviously their barracks area is too well protected and staffed for. We have to hit the temple. I suggest we all enter any assault in order to eliminate our guide and roam the temple freely. We should go to pray, or perhaps receive healing. Once inside we can try to find Saint Stephen and find out what is really going on within the temple. If they are truly feeding slaves to these frogmen, we cannot let them continue. At the most extreme we can use Zoltan's explosives to level a few buildings while we make our escape. We need to try to avoid taking on the entire base at once, however, so something a little less obvious would be preferred. Alejandra shrugs her shoulders indifferently. I really don't care as long as Zoltan isn't the leader. Zoltan, I shall lead. All you magical fools do is get us into trouble. Zoltan thinking, wait a minute though. That would mean that I would be in a position of deciding what is best for magic users. I don't like that. I don't want to be responsible for these bums. Zoltan, on second thought, I will let someone else take charge. But don't you sissies think that I'm going to take any orders from ya? If I don't agree with what you want to do, then I'm doing my own thing. I like this plan, though. I would love to kick some ass and get some extra crap. But, what exactly happened today, again? Zoltan, screw slavery. Like I care about that. I just want to find out what they're really hiding back there. Money? Guns? Frogmen? See, Frogman just doesn't seem to fit, unless these are some bestiality freaks or something. I think there is something powerful back there. I want to get my hands on it or destroy it. Orendo said, I meant that Sid is the guy who comes up with the plans, but you're not going to be able to completely stop the group from expressing their judicial opinions or using their veto power if the plan is something they strongly object to.